A surprise move.
After the vote, E.W. Farnsworth stood and said that he did not know whether what he was about to propose was in order, but it seemed to him that they could not do better than to make a practical beginning of the matter right there.
To start the fund, he would pledge £50, $240. This pledge was quickly followed by others, and a list of the pledges, which was reproduced in the July 31st Union Conference record, was made. The opening lines read:
Pound Dollar, E. W. Farnsworth 5240, Mrs. E. G. White 1480, C. B. Hughes 4192, S. N. Haskell and Wife 55264, G. B. Starr and Wife 1048, F. Martin 1048.
The list grew to 71 entries and £905, or the equivalent of more than $4,500. A few months later, Ellen White wrote of the fruitage of sanitarium work in Sydney. Several wealthy people who have come to our sanitarium in Sydney have embraced the truth, among them a man who has donated £500, $2,400, to our sanitarium. He is an invalid. He and his wife have taken their stand fully. The sanitarium work in Australia was coming of age. The new sanitarium building in Sydney opened January 1, 1903, with Dr. D. H. Cress as medical director.